It's time to take 10 minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Bahar Bechukotai. I'm with you. We want to thank our sponsors, Andy and Tricia Woodman. If we look at the middle of the Parshat Bahar, we find a key word, a word that appears actually 10 times in one form or another. That when your brother becomes poor with you, you should strengthen him. V'chai imach. He becomes poor with you. Imach. What do you mean? If you're poor, you can't help him. Must be saying that you're not poor, but your brother becomes poor with you. What do you mean with you? And he should live with you. Good. Then it says, v'chiyamuch achicha imach, when your brother becomes poor with you. Then it says that he should work with you, even as your slave, he should work with you. And then if someone is sold to another person, he becomes poor with you. Again and again, the idea of that whoever it is in the society, Jew, Gentile, local worker, he is with you. Why is the Torah emphasizing this notion of being with you? So we turn to the Sfas Emes. Sfas Emes says as follows. He says, the Medrash says on this section, Meir Einei Shnehem Hashem, that God enlightens the eyes of both. What does that mean? You're sitting there, let's say you're rich. This other fellow is poor. And you decide, you know what, I'm going to help him. Why? Because you feel you're with him. I'm with you. You're having a problem, I'm having a problem. Because if you have a problem, I have a problem. I'm your brother. I feel connected. Therefore, I'm going to help you. So God enlightens the eyes of both of them. What does that mean? He says this is true both in the realm of money and the realm of wisdom. Sometimes you have wisdom, Torah wisdom, other wisdom. They don't. And God enlightens your eyes of both. What does that mean? That there is a power within each person to help the other person whose foot slips, who falls on hard times, to live with you. He says, every day God provides everything that everyone needs, spiritually, physically. That's why we say in benching, in Birkat HaMazon, grace after meals, Hazan Nar Olam Kulo Tuvo. God provides for the whole world. What do you mean? Some people are poor, some people are homeless, some people are starving. What do you mean he provides for the whole world? He says, the whole world together, Kulo. He believes that this also has to be imach. When you're with everyone else, it works. Because in order for everyone to have what they need, we have to be together. If we stick together with others, we'd have enough. We all know that there's enough food in this world that no one should be hungry. But what's the problem? I'm not connected to the guy who's homeless downtown. I don't have any connection, or at least so I feel. And therefore, he goes hungry. But the truth is, there's enough money, there's enough food, that if we all felt connected, if everyone felt connected to every citizen of their country, to all the citizens of their city, if we felt connected, we would make sure that somehow everyone in the city has enough for each other. We have to unite, and then there's nothing that's missing. Once the person becomes poor, it's okay because the help is with his friend. As long as he has a friend, as long as the friend befriends him, doesn't drop him, then the help is with you. Even though you may say to yourself, I don't have it. I'm not so wealthy. I can't keep this person going forever. I don't have it within myself to help this person. God gives you the koach. The power that, yes, you can do it. Similarly, we say regarding sin that you have it within your power to help the other person that they shouldn't sin. If the other person is sinning, he's poor in terms of mitzvos and aver, and he's rich in averos and sin. If I would feel more connected to him, then together we can make sure that he has enough Torah, enough money, enough to live on, enough food, and enough spirit and Torah as well, and not as many sins as he should have, more mitzvos than he currently has. So we have that power within us, our presence, the notion of feeling with others. You say, what difference does it make whether I feel connected, I don't feel connected? I give a certain amount of tzedakah, that's all. I give, how much are you supposed to give, 10%? So you give it. No, the Torah says you have to go a step further. It's not a question of numbers and percentages. The question is, do you feel you are with the other person? If you're with them, if you're connected, then we can take care of everybody. If you have a society that feels connected one to the other, they'll make sure that everyone's taken care of. Now, Israel today is not the most united society, but somehow they know they feel connected enough, or at least the democratic process has in some crazy way brought to this point where even those who are very poor, even those who are poor by choice, the other Israelis make sure they have enough because there's enough money to go around. In a large economy, there's no reason for anyone to be hungry. You can give a lot of social welfare to others. Is that the way it should be, or people taking advantage of the system? A different question. But if you feel connected, you have a responsibility, if you have a country that's run the right way, then one Jew can always help the other. It can happen. The Gemara in Shabbos, of Kuf Nun Aleph Amud Beis, 151b, says that, you know, this rabbi said to his wife, you know, be careful when the poor people come to the house, be careful to treat them well. Because, you know, because when our children become poor, we want them to be treated well too. So his wife said, what are you trying to curse us? You're trying to bring a curse upon us that we should be poor? You're hoping that our children will be poor? He says, no, Gal Gal Achoz HaBe'olam. The wheel goes around. Today it's you, tomorrow it could be the other person. So the very person that today you're helping, you're the big shot. You know what? If you feel connected, then tomorrow maybe his children, grandchildren, they'll be the big shot. You'll be the poor one. But it's okay. As long as you're together, we can make it through. The Parsha has a very clear message for us, and that is Imach. That we are together, whether it's this notion of Shemitah, which is the main emphasis in the Parsha, that sometimes you just have to let your land lay fallow and everyone can just come and take. We're all partners together in the land of Israel. Or whether it's this notion of Imach, being with you. If we have this sense of unity, then, Mirtz Hashem, we hope that no one should go hungry. That indeed, when I need something, I will get it because I'm connected to another Jew, to another human being. When we are, then indeed we can have a more perfect world, a world in which people shouldn't go hungry. Why? Because everyone is connected. When people are connected, God blesses us that each person has enough to help the other. Our job is to remember that we are ultimately imach, that whenever there's someone in need, whenever there's a friend, there's a fellow Jew, I'm with them. If we are with each other, indeed, we will have enough. I want to thank everyone for joining us today. Thank our sponsors. Thanks, Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you for joining us. Have a great Shabbos.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.